the National Assembly passed a criminal code amendment on the 25th of August, and that criminal code includes several provisions which are extremely problematic if you look at international human rights law. The first one, it contains a section on aggravated homosexuality, which could be used to target a category of the population in Gambia that's already being targeted and living in fear because of their sexual orientation, and it increases the sentence that they could be exposed to life imprisonment. So currently, the Gambia, since 2005, had already criminalized homosexuality, and you could be facing a sentence of 14 years in prison if you were convicted with homosexuality. This was already problematic. It is illegal under international human rights law to facing charges because of your sexual orientation. And this new law makes matters worse for gays and lesbians or suspected gays and lesbians in Gambia by increasing the sentence. The problem as well is that the law itself is very ill-defined, or it's very vague. The wording of the law is very vague.
Can you give us some examples of what you mean when you say that the law is vague?
Aggravated homosexuality is defined where the offender is a serial offender. So if you're a serial offender, for instance, you could be convicted of aggravated homosexuality. But what does it mean to be a serial offender? And our fear is that this could be used against people that have already been charged for homosexuality in the past, and that the second time that they're charged, they could be facing life sentence. And of course, this is extremely problematic. Another example is that you could be facing aggravated homosexuality charge if you have HIV. People that have contracted HIV and are living with HIV in Gambia are already stigmatized, they're already marginalized, and it doesn't help to further stigmatize them in law. It doesn't help also from a public health perspective, because people may fear to go and seek medical assistance or places where they could be tested for HIV. Because then, if they are homosexuals or if they are suspected to be, then they could be again facing a life sentence. The vague wording and the increased sentence could mean that life for homosexuals in Gambia or life for people that are suspected to be homosexuals would be getting a lot worse.
Now, as you say, consensual sex between same-sex adults is already a crime in the Gambia. So then what is the atmosphere like on the ground for people? Are they truly living in fear, those who consider themselves gay or homosexual?
There's definitely a state-sponsored homophobia in Gambia for the moment. The highest authorities in the Gambia, including the president, have made numerous remarks that are homophobic, comparing homosexuality to malaria or calling homosexuality the worst foe that has happened to humanity, including at the UN General Assembly. These statements by the president, but also by other officials in Gambia, in addition to the very harsh laws that are being passed criminalizing homosexuality, mean that if you are gay or lesbian in Gambia, or if you are suspected to be, then you could be facing either 14 years in prison, or if you fall within the aggravated homosexuality category, life imprisonment. So yes, people do live in fear. In fact, we've had several reports of the charge of homosexuality being used to pressure people in the country. For instance, a landlord may denunciate someone living in their flat as being gay or lesbian just because they're not paying their rent. We've heard reports like this. And there has been arrests in the past based on the sexual orientation. The law and the fact that these laws are applied really mean that people live in fear in Gambia. And you have a lot of gays and lesbians, or people that are suspected of being gays and lesbians, that actually flee the country.